Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Neil Humphrey's in the studio with me up until noon. We are welcoming a very special guest today. Rob Gilby is in the studio with us. Rob is the chairman of the Singapore Media Festival, now in its sixth edition. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing?
Good. Great to have you with us.
Pleasure.
Tell us about the Media Festival. What exactly, what is it?
So the Media Festival was conceived to bring together the creative and the commercial parts of the media industry at a time when it's all converging around new technologies. So what that means is it brings together different events. So it's a marketplace for people to buy and sell TV shows. So that's one of the business aspects. It has the Singapore International Film Festival, which is a celebration of Asian storytelling, independent storytelling from around the world.
Yeah.
And it also has awards and showcases. So it has the Asian Academy Creative Awards, which is the TV awards celebrating quality in television production. And this year we're adding two major new elements, which we're very excited about, bringing in the Singapore Comic Con.
Wow.
Which has a huge turnout, which follows comic book characters, toys, collectibles, cosplayers, lots of activity there. And then we're adding in an event called VidCon, VidCon Asia. It's the first time VidCon has launched in Asia. And it brings to VidCon focus on digital entertainment. It has the streaming platforms, YouTube, Facebook, and now TikTok. And it has a lot of the creators and influencers and the brands. And they talk about how they, you know, how do they build audiences and how they make money. So it's a mixture of the business aspects and also things for the consumer. So we have the film festival for the consumer, Comic-Con. But this year also we're building out a thing called the Singapore Media Festival Village. So if you go along to Armenian Street this weekend,
they closed it off the street. I just noticed that yesterday.
So they have a bunch of activities there. They'll have screening of films and TV shows, first two episodes of one of the new HBO shows, Food Law. It has some workshops if you want to be a writer, you want to audition for shows.
Neil, I think that's for you if you want to be a writer someday.
I'm thinking about it.
You may need to go down there and get some tips.
I may have to.
Are you sure you're not mentoring people then, Neil?
I wasn't asked, but we won't go there.
Well, I'll put you on the list for next year right now. They have some meet and greets with the cast of the Star Search, the recent Star Search winners. And then obviously lots of food, because we've got to have food at the weekend.
Got to have food in Singapore.
Well, this is wonderful to hear because, as Glenn alluded to, I have recently just sold my books. They have recently been optioned for television and with an international TV company. One of the issues I found in the early days, I've written 20-odd books now, is that there weren't always the platforms or the networks even to put yourself in a room necessarily with the right people. Yes, in the old days, if you wrote a book in Singapore or wrote a script, you could go to a Singapore movie company or you could go to the usual suspects in Singapore. But it seems to be really changing. How is the media landscape changing for those, you know, bringing film, television, script writers together? How do you think it's changing and improving?
Well, I'm an optimist, and I think a lot of these changes in technology that bring around streaming services, we read a lot about the streaming wars, the new services that are being launched, the global players moving towards that, local streaming.
Your former employer, Disney, has just now opened up their big streaming
platform. Yeah, 10 million subscribers in the first day.
Unbelievable.
And then part of a wave of the global players moving there, but also locally here, Toggle and other players in each of the countries in Asia have been aggressively rolling out. Streaming services are actually Chinese streaming services now moving outside of China. So, for example, iQIYI, which is a Baidu-owned company, it has 100 million paid subscribers in China and 600 million monthly active users.
Wow.
And they have incredible technology. They have hundreds of thousands of hours of original content they're developing. So the reason I'm optimistic is in the past, in many of the markets in Asia, we didn't have large cable penetration. Not many people there weren't many cable households, and not many of the audience could have access to a lot of the content and stories. And that meant that we weren't getting the investment in local films, local stories, local TV. Now the streaming services are some of the biggest commissioners of programming. Good example would be the film festival opened on Thursday night with a Singapore film called Wet Seasons by Anthony Chen. His first film was Ilo Ilo, did That's incredibly right. well. The second film, which premiered and is doing very well in a number of the festivals, was part invested in by Hook, which is a Singtel-based regional streaming service.
I know Hook, yeah.
And HBO is also investing in a number of original productions in the region, and I'm sure we're going to see the same thing with the rest of these regional streamers. And so that was a platform to invest in local talent and storytellers that didn't exist before, because there's now an audience that we couldn't reach before.
Sure.
So that's why I'm optimistic in the various Asian markets.
On with Rob Gilby, who is the chairman of the Singapore Media Festival. And Rob, there is so much happening. You listed off the number of different elements to the festival this year. Is it hard for people to sort of get their heads around what exactly, there's no sort of core element to this, because of course media is so diverse these days. Somebody listening right now, what's the best way to describe? Is it just, looking at media and how it can encourage the media ecosystem in Singapore or across Asia? How do we sort of encapsulate this massive event that you are chairing?
Well, I think part of the reason that's sometimes a little bit confusing is, as consumers, audiences, we are consumers of media. There are activities for the public.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go along to the films, the independent films are being screened by the film festival, 90 plus films across Singapore.
Wow.
You go along to Comic Con, thousands of people go, feel free to dress up as a cosplayer, pick your favorite character. And if you go along to the media festival village in Armenia Street, so if you go to those, that's for the public who are just interested as consumers.
Got it.
If you want to be in the industry, then there are multiple ways to participate. So if you've got a business that's already producing something and you want to reach more people to sell, this is the place to go.
All right.
If you want to expand beyond Singapore, beyond your country and connect, because Singapore really is the hub, the heart of Asia, and certainly Southeast Asia, but it's also a gateway to partners from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Having had that access, that marketplace, we're now moving into how do you support development? This is the other part. If you're
these regional creators, right?
Yeah. So we have masterclasses with experienced professionals. We have workshops. So the film festival is running workshops and masterclasses. The Asian Academy Creative Awards is running masterclasses on TV production. So the idea is that this next generation of talent, how do we nurture them?
Mm.
And particularly the digital entertainment talent, the YouTube creators. There are experienced creators like Prince EA, who has more than 40 million followers. Naz Daily will be there.
Uh-huh.
And so those creators will talk about their experience and the companies that work with them. So if you want to be in the media industry, you want a career and an interest, there are lots of ways you can participate in various parts of the events. I think the other reason it's a little bit complicated is everything's coming together. In the past, you were in the film industry,
right,
or the TV industry, or the publishing industry. Mm. Now you can be in all of them. News is a great example. Mm. Create once and you can be on radio, TV, online. So there are lots of great examples.
But on that point, I talk to many people within the media industry and young people who want to get into the media industry, and I recommend them going along to these events. It's sometimes you look at it from a positive and a negative way. There have never been as many platforms in the media that exist currently, but you know where I'm going. It also means the audience has never been as fragmented as it is now. So how do you see the media landscape? We were talking about Disney Plus just now. I can't wait for it. My wife can't wait for it. I already have HBO Go. I already have Singtel as both on a cable and as an app. I also have Netflix. And once BritBox, the BBC ITV one, launches in Asia, I'll get that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point do we reach...
You spend way too much time on TV.
It's my job, Glenn. It's my job. No, but I think that the glorious thing about streaming and why it's been so popular, and you mentioned earlier about cable television, not struggling, that's the wrong word, but to really establish a foothold, where streaming sets traditional cable television apart is you can pick... That's the whole point.
Yep.
The criticism of traditional cable TV in the past was, I got to have 75 channels to get the two channels I actually want to watch because they're all bundled and packaged.
Mm.
So are we reaching a saturation point? Is there a negative or is it all positives?
It's mostly positive. There will be challenges along the way. So capturing your audience... subscriber acquisition is what a lot of the streaming services talk about. How do you reach a customer? How do you get them to sign up for your service? How do you get them to pay for your service?
Mm.
Who's paying for the service? Is it the customer? Is it the customer, or is it actually advertisers that move over? That business modeling is pretty tough, even for the established players. But the opportunity to reach people you didn't reach is an untapped audience. So an untapped audience to actually experience the show, an untapped business model. So the other good thing is a lot of Asian countries, we're probably in one of the best places for this. A lot of the Asian markets have rising spending power. So there's rising discretionary spend.
Yeah, that middle class is growing everywhere, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And so they have discretionary spend, and they, like the rest of us, are looking for ways to be entertained that are relevant to them. And so they just didn't have it before. Part of the cable challenge in the past was just we couldn't physically reach people, and the economics didn't make sense. But with mobile and 5G coming, this is, you know, and this will take some time, but the opportunity is largely positive. Along the way, there will, I mean, we've seen unbundling cable. And now what you've just described is rebundling.
Yeah,
you're putting it back together again, and that someone's going to say, is there a cheaper, more effective way to rebundle this together at some point? Yeah. So,
talking with Rob Gilby, of course, about the Singapore Media Festival. Rob is the chairman of that festival. Rob, how can people get more information about, you mentioned there are some consumer elements to this that people can go and see, or there's the business side of it for the business people involved or interested in the media. Where do they find more information?
So the simplest way to find all of the information is on the Facebook page for the Singapore Media Festival. So just if you just search Singapore Media Festival on Facebook, you'll find the main whole festival aggregate. But if you're particularly interested in Comic-Con, as I know thousands of people are, go to singaporecomiccon.com. And then also sgiff.com for the film festival. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to search the Singapore Media Festival Village, it'll tell you all the list of all the activities in Armenian Street. There's lots going on.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Rob. And Rob, you're also the CEO of Blue Hat Ventures. Tell us a little bit about that, because you're doing consulting in this space as well to try to help businesses and creators make sense of the landscape that we're in now.
Yes, as you mentioned earlier, I spent 12 years at the Walt Disney Company, an amazing company that has expanded internationally. And so when I left, I looked at a couple of things. One was the changing digital media landscape. And there were a number of entrepreneurs and startups looking at that space saying, this technology allows me to either reach new customers, do business a new way. Like one of the companies is a company called iWonder. It's a factual streaming service specializing in documentaries and telling factual stories using the streaming platform. So I started investing in a couple of those companies. And then I realized there are a number of other digital media companies that are looking to expand in the region. Chinese companies coming into Asia and Southeast Asia. There's I've got a U.S. partner who is online education. So they're using the digital subscription platforms to provide education in maths and reading and English language learning when it's relevant. And so there are a number of these companies that are looking at market expansion, reaching customers, and how to really remain relevant on the new digital platform. So that's what a lot of my Blue Hat Ventures consulting is doing.
Fantastic.
And on the point of creation, we've got many people listening who are creators themselves. I mean, would it be fair to say that it's all about content now? I argue it's never been a better time. You're an investor. You've also looked at it from that point of view. But from a creative point of view, it's never been a better time to be a content creator, is it? Because there are platforms out there, the newer platforms, Netflix, Disney+, Hook, HBO, you mentioned them there, HBO Asia, they're all screaming out for new and original content. Even Netflix, As more of their content goes back to their original sources, whether it be Disney or NBC and whatever, everybody is screaming for content now, aren't they?
They absolutely are, and that's why I think the one heart of the media and entertainment industry that's always been true and will always be true is storytelling. Mm-hmm. Is at the heart of everything. And that is a craft. It's part art, part science. You know, so the narrative, the structure, well, you're a writer, Neil, so you know this part very well. Developing characters, developing plot, relevance, context, and the art of how to tell that in a way that emotes, gets people emotionally connected, it's a craft. And what's great about the new platforms, whether you're a YouTube creator trying to influence people, or whether you are a screenwriter for an independent film, like Anthony Chen's film, it's all about, I have a message or a point of view, how do I emote my audience to connect with that and feel something? And the new platforms, as you mentioned, Netflix is commissioning a lot of original shows, so is Hook, so is View. There's a lot of opportunity for people who practice their craft to actually have an opportunity to succeed and get the investment in it, which is
really important. And you know what's great about it? It's becoming increasingly borderless, which is so important to me as someone who writes for a living, because previously, if you wanted to write a Singaporean book, you had to be very Singaporean-centric because you were writing exclusively for a Singaporean audience. But now, I never thought in such limiting terms. So my Inspector Low series, for example, I always saw it as international. You know, I always saw that he could leapfrog from one country to another. And now, fortuitously for creators, the TV guys that my book people have been speaking to, they want that. They want international borderless sets so they can put Inspector Lowe in London and they can put Inspector Lowe back in Singapore, because we're talking about increasingly borderless media with borderless audiences. And that just opens up the canvas and makes the canvas so much wider, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think a lot of the storytelling deals in universal truths.
Exactly.
The ones that travel. And the setting, the context, the even the original language, the actors, the location, that is not as important as are you dealing in a relatable truth that people want to believe in. And very emotional driven. Hope, opportunity, excitement, action, you know, passion. These are kind of core values that are shared anywhere, any market you can
And proven by your Marvel Universe, which is set in made-up planets.
Rob Gilby, the chairman of the Singapore Media Festival and the CEO of Blue Hat Ventures. Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us on Weekend Mornings today.
A pleasure to see you, Glenn. Pleasure to see you, Neil.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.